This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday he'll be moving U.S. troops to Eastern European and NATO countries, quote, in the near term. The Pentagon has placed about 8,500 U.S. troops on standby for possible deployment to Europe amid Russia's military buildup near the Ukrainian border. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday the United States and NATO have not addressed Moscow's concerns in its standoff with Ukraine. The Kremlin said Putin made the remarks in a phone call with French President Emmanuel Macron. Russia contended that Western diplomatic responses did not consider Russia's concerns. Those concerns include the extent of NATO expansion, stopping the deployment of alliance weapons near Russia's border, and rolling back NATO forces from Eastern Europe. U.S. and NATO officials have rejected those demands, but have outlined areas where dialogue is possible. Officials from both France and Russia said Putin called for de-escalation during that phone call. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday he could not rule out a further escalation of tensions with Russia, but he criticized what he said was too much panic weighing on the economy. Speaking at a news conference, Zelensky said, quote, I don't consider the situation now more tense than before. There's a feeling abroad that there's war here. That's not the case. Zelensky said that was the message he gave President Biden in their phone call on Thursday, and added that Russia is trying to intimidate Ukraine. Zelensky said the main risk for his country is destabilization from within, including an economic crisis. And NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said NATO has already bolstered its troop presence in Eastern Europe. He said the alliance continues to closely watch Russia's military movements. VOA News. The U.S. Commerce Department said Friday that a key inflation indicator was up 5.8% over last year. It was the indicator's highest jump since 1982. The rise comes in the government's Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, or PCE. The Federal Reserve uses that guide to interest uses it to guide interest rates moves. The PCE tracks actual consumer spending. The increased prices of goods could be behind a drop in consumer spending in December, according to the department. Consumer spending accounts for 2/3 of U.S. economic activity. Inflation has also largely erased wage gains seen in many U.S. households. Inflation puts pressure on the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates that could slow economic growth. The Fed could move as early as March to raise interest rates. Kenya said Friday it has boosted security after several foreign embassies warned of the risk of possible terror attacks targeting Westerners, particularly in the capital, Nairobi. Heavily armed police officers were patrolling the streets of Nairobi, and security was boosted outside key government offices, five-star hotels, private buildings, and shopping malls. A national police spokesman said security had been beefed up around the country, especially in cities, to ensure the protection of Kenyans and critical infrastructure. The United States also issued a new security alert on Friday saying, quote, there is potential for increased crime and acts of violent extremism in Kenya this time of year, and urged its citizens to be vigilant. Kenya has been hit by several deadly attacks waged by al-Shabaab fighters in retaliation for Nairobi sending troops into Somalia in 2011. That was part of an African Union force to oust jihadists. Iraqi officials say that at least three rockets struck Friday near Baghdad's international airport and an adjacent military base that hosts U.S. and other coalition advisors. The attacks damaged an abandoned commercial plane but caused no casualties. The rockets struck in the early morning hours and landed between the civilian and military areas of the airport. This according to two security officials speaking on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to brief the press. And Germany's health minister said Friday that the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, which causes COVID-19, is well under control in the nation, even though he said he expects the number of daily cases to double to nearly 400,000 before it begins to drop. Karl Lauterbach spoke at a news conference Friday in Berlin. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.